Beer, my gracious host, Danny Mullins. To my right,
Chris Wallace.
To his right,
and I'm too.
Leslie, there's Yams.
I'm here.
You know, in hindsight, I was editing last week's episode. Wait, what? Why? Why do you seem perplexed?
What?
I don't know if anyone picked up that wasn't you. Never mind.
What?
The producer.
Holy We're shit.
The what? Did you say the crease?
The crease? No, I didn't think anyone was picking up besides Danny.
Well, I mean, as long as I'm picking up, I feel like the show's saved anyways.
Am I here? Am I there? There I am.
I don't understand why you guys have to have this fucking TV hooked up.
We have to know.
Yeah.
But you don't.
But we look and we know.
You don't know. He doesn't know.
See. It's reassuring to those with fucking like PTSD and shit, man. Yeah. We got fucking like, childhood trauma, yeah. And this is a source of reinforcement that things are okay.
Yeah.
All right?
Nothing about this is okay.
I can see the green bar moving. I can see our voice spikes. Like, yeah. It's all
the fucking
there.
Little red bars going consistently. We're good. Yeah.
It's smooth. We're just double checking what you already checked.
Like I said, we all have childhood trauma, okay? Shit. Our parents disappointed all of us, and this is just a rebound from that.
True. You guys, I shared parents with one of you guys, right?
Yeah. Okay. We don't know why it doesn't bother you either. You know, you were loved more by your mother. Go fuck off, okay?
I guess, man. I don't know. Holy shit, man. So we have two beers to try. Pretty excited about both of them. Just kidding, Tuna or fuck. Me and Chris,
fucking picnic.
Yeah, me and Chris were almost
warm out, boys.
Step co-parents to a pig. I don't know if he told you.
No, I haven't talked to nobody.
Yeah, so we went to Kokomo for our father's birthday yesterday.
You pulled
he
the trigger.
Show up. What? No.
Your father is a pig.
The father. The pig was there.
The pig was there. So we go to Mi Pablo's, which is one of our dad's favorite restaurants. You know, eat in memory or whatever, because that was his only hobby.
Yeah.
And,
he could have went to rallies.
He's more of a Dairy Queen man because of all the sugar he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And, so we go out to eat, we go to Walmart, and then we go to a pet store just because, well, I think your wife wanted to, or your daughter did. Yeah. Mega Pet.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, Mega Pet.
Nah,
yeah, Mega Pet.
Okay. Kokomo?
No. Oh. Wabash. No, fuck Critter Corner. That shit makes me want to, like, I don't know.
Call somebody.
Violence.
Yes.
Like, violence.
Like, animals are so.
I'm not into, like, I don't really give a fuck about animals, yep. But this motherfucker makes me want to call PETA. Like, it's fucking bad, dude.
Where's it at?
So bad.
Hey,
it's, yeah. Man, should it's
we,
right off.
Should we, like, stage an intervention, like, let all the animals go? Because I'm fucking down for it.
They're so
I mean, I'm willing to go to jail if we release all the animals in a pet
Are you willing to be the click commander?
Exactly.
Fuck yeah, dude, I'm down.
Oh, yeah.
Just inbred, what the fuck, like,
guinea pigs and shit?
Yeah.
Dude, chinchillas. Inbred chinchillas, man.
Like, everything there like, has just been fucking
forever.
Why? Because they have two they won't sell because of the ones they keep mating together.
Oh.
So I'm sure, you know, once one goes
He's
down,
like an exotic
they just
version
put in
of a puppy
one,
farm,
man.
A puppy
yeah.
mill.
Yeah. 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 But anyways, so we get there and we're walking towards the back of the store and his wife starts vibrating. Like, not unlike a pig. The noise.
Yeah.
And runs off because there's a piglet there. Uh-huh. It's a mini pig. And it was, what, $200? Actually fairly reasonable for a pig, I thought.
That's pretty cheap. Like, yeah. Bacon's expensive.
And next thing I know, she's talking to my wife. She's like, we can co-parent this pig. Like, it's not a fucking human being. We're not co-parenting. She's like, it's only $100 a piece. That's not much. I was like, I understand that. I do.
She should have called me. I'd have probably been in for this. Like, a pig would be cool.
Chris would have shot the phone out of her hand. He was so over it. And his poor daughter... really thought they were going home with this pig. To the point where
was it? Like,
yeah.
Football size?
Yeah,
like,
it was football, yeah.
Already shit smeared against the glass. And they're like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen. It went back into the corner to avoid people's hands. Who knows what this fucking pig is seeing?
I snuck up on it, petted it, and it jumped. And then I jumped because I thought it was going to bite me or something. I don't know. I don't pig.
Pigs have teeth. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah.
I don't.
I've worked on a pig farm. Like I said, I got family that raised pigs.
Right.
It's... they're not great. They're not the worst thing to fucking have.
Yeah.
And then Cooter's like, it only gets as big as what we feed. I was like, yeah, because that works well in our house. Yeah. The fuck out of here.
That's usually not how mammals work.
No,
That's a reptile thing or a fish thing. Yeah. That is not a mammal thing.
And none of that story. They had the biggest fucking koi fish I've ever seen in my entire life. They didn't look real. You could beat somebody to death with these fucking koi fish.
Yeah.
They also had a tortoise that would wiggle its butt. It
looked like a fucking baguette, you fuck.
Yeah, it looked like a fucking baguette, you fuck. You fucking fuck.
You,
well, I mean, technically, I mean, any carp is a koi fish.
Okay.
They're like the same family.
Yeah.
So, like, one-eyed Jack that you had a picture with that's almost as big as you, that's koi fish. So.
Just ugly.
All those giant fucking, like, mutant one-eyed monsters that are in fucking Monticello Lake next to the fucking amusement park.
Okay.
That's koi fish.
Oh, okay.
So.
But yeah, no, it was a tortoise that if you scratched its shell, it would wiggle its butt back and forth. It's pretty adorable. I wanted the tortoise, but it wasn't for sale. It was probably more expensive than the fucking pig as well. What? Did you ask what she would name a pig?
Didn't ask.
Oh, that was our conversation.
It was the end of a conversation. Like, what? Nova took it really bad.
It was awful. I heard from our mother
almost went back and said pig.
No, fuck no.
No, I heard from our mother that she went home and put herself to bed. Is that true? Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah,
she was very sad at my
house.
This
is after, like, we're trying to figure out, like, our house situation. If we got, like, add on or find a new house or, like, do a modular home or whatever. So we went and looked at modular homes.
Right.
Jacob thought, like, we were moving in to the lot. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, I can't believe you just did this for me. I was like, Jacob, we're just looking. This is a $400,000 house. Shut the fuck up.
Then tell me why this is the best day of my entire life, Chris.
Yeah.
Not good.
I'm drinking off in this corner. Get out.
Jake, we're not moving into this house. I already tagged so many walls.
Yeah.
So many walls. God. And then his daughter just cried about a pig she can't have.
Yeah, it was a rough day for our children. I don't know.
Parker had a great time.
Yeah.
He didn't really want the pig. So, because what the fuck do you do with it?
Walking?
They're kind of like dogs.
Yeah, right? I know, but they smell.
Yeah, so do dogs.
And, dude, I can't handle a fucking like labradoodle. He's destroying my whole property. What the fuck am I going to do with the pig? Although we do already have the mud pit.
I feel like you could eat both.
Do what?
I feel like you could eat both.
Yeah, he's a stringy dog,
Yep.
Yep.
Slip the fuck out of it.
I'm just saying, we can get strips out of him. It depends. Do you want soy that night or not?
I don't. I'm good. He's only driving me a little crazy. It's all right. We need to dig into one of these beer reviews because, God, they just look, they just sound so fucking good.
It's a picnic. It's a barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Everyone wants a barbecue when it is 41 degrees outside.
I was outside all day today.
It's been nice out, yeah.
I've avoided the outside all day.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I had to go shopping.
So. Literally coming here is the first time I went outside.
Oh, okay. No, for groceries, Chris. Well, still kind of. Yeah, we did buy bacon. Nice. I said I would have named him Ham. That was mine.
Stupid.
Yeah, I know.
He's thinking Toy Story.
I was thinking Toy Story. Canadian. That's stupid.
Bacon.
Toon? What would you name the pig?
Babe.
Oh, that just makes it sound like you want to have sex with it. Yeah, why else would you buy a pig? Yams?
Cletus.
Oh, see, I like that one. That makes it sound
girl
like it's going to
Raquel.
I don't know what it was.
Huh?
Was it a boy or a girl? Do you know?
I didn't check.
You didn't check?
I didn't
You didn't get up in there?
They, no
you
point.
Get up and pet it?
No.
You weren't supposed to touch the fucking thing. He's like, do-do-do-do-do. He's like, why'd I act like that? He's like, you're not supposed to touch him. He's like, oh, shit. And then he jumped again. It was weird.
Who fucking touched it?
He's going to bite.
I'm going to turn into one. Fuck.
I'm not an animal person.
We're big.
We're big. Hell yeah. What'd you buy?
Okay, so it's 450 North Brewing, which is a Indiana beer.
Super excited about it.
Chili Dog Light. It is a slushy, light, slightly fruited sour ale with pineapple and habanero.
So why the name?
I don't know.
It's going to make a bubble
I think
burn.
All of their shit's like really weird name because I was on their website. They have one called like enchilada and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
I'm not much on the smell, to be completely honest with
what?
You. Yeah,
no.
What?
Yeah,
good. What are we testing to? Anything cool happen this week?
I don't think so.
To Cletus the pig? To your daughter that's just fucking absolutely heartbroken?
Some planes crashed.
Oh, yeah, a plane crashed in, like, Philly, right?
Washington.
And D.C. both.
And D.C.
Yeah.
Which are not far apart, so, I mean, it's kind of in the same area.
Yeah.
Just so people know.
One was a
helicopter hit, yeah.
Apparently, my dog Darby robbed you and has your vape.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so thanks for teaching him that habit.
I thought it was outside.
Nope, Darby got it. He can get shit out of your pockets, man. He's good.
I don't need petty.
Don't have to.
I literally sat down and stepped and stiff-armed him and kept walking.
Yeah, he's a floppy bitch, dude. And he doesn't have bones.
I'm glad he's got my vape and it's not outside, though.
Hell yeah. He goes for Shayna's, too. Mm. He's a problem.
Wait till he chews one up and pops on those batteries.
He's not much of a, he isn't chewing shit except for his toys. He, thankfully, thank God. Sometimes my arm, but like, it's all good. So here's the crash planes. Is that what we're doing?
Well, probably the people that taught
them. There you go.
There's a lot of children. Ooh. The one that crashed in Philly was like a sick child that got charity brought from Mexico into the States for this like rare expensive treatment.
No.
It was cured. It was flying back and the plane crashed.
Oh my God! Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead fucking serious.
God shall not be denied his children.
Yeah, you want to talk about sins of the father, dude?
Holy!
What the fuck?
Fuck, man! Oh my God!
Well, the other one had what Olympic skaters and stuff on it like for Russia and America.
Yeah, figure skaters.
I just figured there was a Russian spy there, and we had to take care of issues before they got out of hand.
I feel like you could have taken care of the one person, not the whole plane.
Got to make it look like an accident, or it's an
you wait till they use the bathroom. You have somebody shoot hiding in the toilet, and they shoot up through their asshole, and it comes out their nose.
Cover up an international incident, you know.
Or we just put snakes on it.
There you go. You still have more victims. Like, you can't train a snake to go after one specific person, I don't think. What? They're not a fucking pig.
Are you serious?
Although, pigs on a plane. I'd watch it. Right?
I think I've seen it.
Been there. We flew out of Atlanta.
You know, flying out of Florida, I think I, too, have seen pigs on a plane. Shocking, I know. Yeah, so here's all that. That is fucking awful, man.
It really is.
To get cured of a life-threatening disease and then die in a plane crash.
That's what I heard.
I wonder if John Cena was there.
Where?
At the Make-A-Wish for him to get his treatment.
Oh, almost certainly. He does more Make-A-Wish than anybody.
Yeah.
That's not nearly as gross as I thought it'd be. Shit, that might actually be good. Fuck.
It is good.
It's not bad. So yeah, I made sure not to mention it or the news before my wife left.
About the planes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is the exact opposite I would have done.
But she flew out Saturday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would have been turbined the whole way.
Not a texture right now. Not a plane. Another plane crash.
Where'd she fly to?
St. Petersburg. Florida. Airport.
Oh.
And yeah, she's staying in Newport Richey.
Why?
That's where her uncle lives, and they went on a cruise, so she's watching her grandma and their dog.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I feel like taking a cruise when you already live in Florida is kind of, like, silly. Like, you're seeing the trees in the ocean anyway.
Yeah. No, it's kind of stupid.
Nah, I gotta give me the fuck away from Florida. Yeah.
They're not that bad.
Just depends on where you're at.
Yeah.
It's true. If you're on a fucking speedboat or whatever, not speedboat, what was I on?
Airboat.
If you're on an airboat, I'm glad I had to ask you for clarification. Yeah. They're solid.
You think the big fan would let you know that has something to do with air?
So loud. So incredibly loud. Half a Sweet Sue out of five. It's a sticker. It's an ugly sticker. And it gives you nothing towards what this is going to taste like. I think it's a shit design.
It's a slushy in between it's a blue hot slushy. Dog buns.
And it's a ballsy move to put Chili Dog Light on a beer can and be like, somebody's going to buy this.
Hell yeah.
But then somebody smokes enough weed, they're like, fuck my friends.
You gotta try it. Like, I read the tag and Tina said pineapple habanero because I was like, I'm not buying a beer that tastes like a chili dog. There's no fucking way.
You would have. You absolutely would have.
I don't know, maybe.
We all would have. Yeah. Yeah, you would have if it was
it's
seltzer.
It's just that weird that you have to try it. Oh, it's yeah. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, it's like
what's
bringing.
Danny, I hate pickles, but I'm the one that told him to buy the pickle beer. He called me.
Spoilers. The other one's pickle
beer. To be continued.
To be continued. Yeah, well, this released a 12-minute episode this week, and then the rest of the hour next week is part two. I got a game coming up, man. I'm pretty excited. Spoil them.
Yeah.
I know. The last 2 weeks, I've gotten the episodes out on time. Not to brag. Okay, not 2 weeks, because there was an episode.
Right.
And I was a day late getting the clip show out.
Yeah.
But I got the clip show out.
Nice.
Man of my word.
I'm trying to find the habanero.
Oh, it's at the back end.
Yeah, it's at the back end.
It's just a little bit.
It's on the back end, because it's what's giving me heartburn. The pineapple is great in it. Yes. I really
great,
like
isn't it.
But then as it lingers, I have heartburn, and that is the habanero.
Yeah.
The cinnamony.
Yeah, kind of just like a sweet heat.
It's not real bad, but it's there.
I know most of the time, every time we've tried something with habanero or jalapeno, any sort of pepper in it, I fucking hated it.
No,
because it's been overpowering. This is just a little bit of kick at the back end. Like it's really well done. This is a solid ass beer. I gotta go two thumbs.
Have you ever had Stoli jalapeno, the vodka?
No,
it's not great.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
I thought we tried it a long time ago.
We might have. Who knows? Yeah. If only like there was a list.
Yeah.
It was right before the list.
Yeah, I think it was before the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to give it two thumbs.
Right? Like, it's pretty fucking solid.
I dig it.
Yeah, what about the Sweet Sue's?
Sweet Sue's, I'm going to give it three. I like the creativity.
Okay.
And I like the name.
No. Chili Dog Light?
That's awesome.
That is my rap name.
Yeah.
It is 4.5%. And it's gluten free.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Let's go.
I didn't think you could make things taste good without gluten. Save those
glutes. It's made in Columbus.
Save the splooge.
We gotta save those glutes.
Oh, okay. Save your splooge, dude. Stop blowing all over the can. Yeah. I do love the fact Jacob just fell in love with the house. His first reaction is to find a quarter to jerk it.
Oh, shit. I can't believe you've done this for the me. The first,
dude, you don't understand. The first house we looked at, okay, you've been in my living room. You've seen my couch and my humble TV, right?
Yeah. Oh, shut the fuck up.
It would fit. It would fit in the closet, the master bedroom.
Holy shit.
I swear to God.
I'm telling you, bro. Me and Brooke, we were about to start looking too like that. At that point, where I'm just like, give me land. And I'll just drop some shit on it.
I can't afford it. I'm fine.
I don't think we can either. They're fucking expensive.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, all the money in pig. Those aren't cheap, man.
Yeah.
I think you got to put them in diapers.
No, they said you can, like, probably train them like a dog.
No, yeah. I know. The mini ones you can actually train to use a litter box, I've heard.
Oh, that's okay.
Which
okay
is pretty
that
funny.
Nah.
Could you imagine how confused up your cat would fucking be?
Yeah.
Like, what is this fucking pork chop doing in my shit box?
Yeah.
I hate a litter box.
I do love the fact that at your house, the litter box and the bathroom are treated the same. Like, just open door policy.
What do you mean? Why would I put a door in front of the litter box?
Well, a lot of them have the shell, the door that you walk in, yeah.
The cover.
Yeah. Mine's got a cover.
The roof.
Right? Doesn't it?
I don't know.
I've never touched it.
Yeah, but I make sure to buy a clear one so I can watch.
No, but Courtney was gone for that week. I was like, hey, you need to empty that bitch before you leave? I'm not fucking with it.
I need the world's smallest little security camera so I can watch my cat shit. I don't trust him!
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hear him dig around in there every once in a while, but I don't see what's
well
up.
Yeah, with your ear up to the fucking thing.
Yeah.
What you doing?
I don't know what he does.
Nova just sticks her head there, brushes her teeth and shit.
Yeah.
You guys do need more than one bathroom.
I guess. I don't
you don't know deserve it, but you need one.
Shit, it works for me. I don't give a fuck.
It works for all of you. That's what's so terrifying. Where you at, dude?
I'm going to go 2 Sweet Sues. Like, I don't know. It's funny. That's what made me pick it up was seeing the slushy and the word chili dog on it. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So, like, I go 2.5, matter of fact.
Okay.
Just because. And then I'm going to go 2 thumbs on the taste.
It's better than it has any right to be. Like, that flavor profile, it's just that well-crafted, I think, man.
Well, you like Hawaiian pizza, right?
Love it.
Nope.
So, like, just imagine having, like, jalapeno or habaneros on a Hawaiian pizza.
I've had that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And most you liked it?
Loved it.
Okay, so what's wrong with this flavor profile?
I don't like spicy beer.
Yeah, but you like sweet heat.
Yeah, I like pizza.
I guess. I don't know what he's getting at.
I don't understand the
chili
what
I'm getting at
aspect in the name.
Uh-huh.
Because it's pineapple and jalapeno. Or habanero. Right. I ain't ever put pineapple or a habanero on a chili dog.
No,
so I don't understand the chili dog aspect.
Yeah, I put jalapenos on them. But that's about it.
Why is your shit not silent?
Darby has to go potty. I don't know why she texted me that. Just fucking let him out.
Tell him to bring my babe.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Like, this let him out. Also, please stop texting me.
This dog is ruining all of our lives.
Mine's cool.
I mean, just fucking let him out. Why would you text me?
Yeah.
How's your coffee table?
I ain't got a new yet.
What about you, Ian?
No, my life's okay.
I meant the beer.
The beer?
Yeah.
I'm going to get 1.5 for both. Because, I mean, the can's all right, except for it's all fucking wrinkly. Like, they didn't put time on putting that fucking label on there.
I mean, we did have one explode, so.
Mine's not even remotely wrinkly.
His is all fucked up.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, the one
see,
that yours came
inconsistency
out of
the there we go. Personal point. Now, they're all wrinkly, and that's just how it is. But that's just one.
Fair enough. There is a good chance that when she lets the dog out to go potty, he's just going to headbutt that fucking door open, dude. Just to warn you, and he will be covered in mud, and he'll come for you.
Way, he better not touch me, dude.
Oh, dude, he will headbutt the fuck out of that door until it opens up.
I'm going to get my pump up.
Can we deadbolt it?
My garage door doesn't have a deadbolt.
Oh.
Sometimes, if I really don't want him in here, I scoot the trash can in front of it. Life's good, man.
You gave us fucking keys because the damn thing locked. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, can we just lock it?
Not in the winter. It doesn't really.
Oh, so it's like my front door?
It's like your front door.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just if you push hard enough.
My front door, like, a stiff breeze will just blow that bitch open.
Yeah.
That's my back door.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's my garage door. That's why it's got the padlock on it. So.
I'm glad we all have one. At least one isn't going into my actual fucking house.
Next time we go house shopping, I'll bring everybody along.
Jacob, what are you doing? That's what he's like the perfect Ghostbuster, right? We take him to the Pentagon, right? Because
yeah.
Where do they hide in their corners? Yeah. The Hounds of Tindalos.
Basically, he just walks until he finds a corner he can't come in.
Well, no, that's how you find the Hounds of Tindalos. It gets a money shot, and it's like, ah! And, you know, it's because Jacob jerked off on it.
All right.
You should probably take the corners out of his room. Get him a completely cylindrical room when you buy your next $1 million home.
He's like a silo.
What's awesome is you could have just left him there and he would have been totally content.
Anybody would have been. What the fuck are you talking about?
Where'd you go? Where's that?
Across from Love's.
There's a place out on 18 where they do the manufacturing. Okay.
He thought,
man, I've always wanted that blue one they had sitting like right up front.
The blue one's reasonable.
Like, every time I see it, I'm like, I want that bitch.
The white like mansion next to it?
Yeah.
That's the one that had the closet.
No.
Yeah. You found a house where our front yard is I-69? This is great. the busiest highway around here? I'll never sleep.
McDonald's is right there.
Oh, shit. That's all he'd see. Him and Nova, yeah.
What's that lot lizard doing?
Jacob, why the fuck do you know what a lot lizard is? I found one in my corner.
Here's 20.
God damn it.
Time for you to learn life lessons.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, thank you. So, I had an idea for a game. We have played it before, a similar version of it. If I can't do it, no one can, I think was the name of it. But I found pretty simple trivia, and I wanted to wait till you were nice and high. And you're going to be answering this time. That's why you don't have poker chips in front of you. And we all do.
As you hit your pin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels like, man.
I'm glad you said it, as I'm still
I know Sobertune out. Would get these no fucking problem. He won't be sober. He always likes to join as soon as he gets in my fucking closet.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
In his closet.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we were still in the closet and I lit up?
It happened. It was before you came around, but yeah, when I got high and I couldn't hit record. Remember?
I feel like we smoked inside. We smoked outside. And
then oh, we did go back in. You're right. Yeah.
We would smoke on your little front porch.
Yeah.
On your little stoop.
A stoop. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so I never smoked in the house.
What's I do want a maximum number of chips that we can. I guess I should explain the game to listeners because it's all. We will. I will ask the question, right? And then we will. Whoa, let me timestamp that.
Yeah, I like fucking yanked the quarter on the table.
Okay, so I will ask Toon a question, and then we will bet on if we think he's going to be right or wrong. If you're correct in your assessment, you get that many chips back.
So who's the bank?
What do you mean?
Who's paying out?
You're your own bank. I have extra chips over here, if that's what you're asking.
But if I win.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to say, because, like, Joey ruined it last time. Remember, he kept on going, like, all in and shit, like it was actual poker. So I'm saying a max bet of 3. How's okay. that?
Yeah.
And, I do have extra ones right
was
here.
Was I here when Joey played this shit? Was I here when the last time it was played? I don't think, I know what we're talking about.
No, it was HMV team.
So, yeah, I don't think I was here, Mike.
Me and you both were gone.
Yeah, no, it was Joey and B-Ride, RIP.
Was it?
Yeah, HMV team, man, it was a two-parter.
Yeah, I don't we didn't have any idea.
Were we out doing something?
Y'all might have been, Tennessee. Maybe.
No.
Yeah.
Was it?
I think so.
It was a year ago?
I think so.
Hmm.
No, I don't think so.
It's that annual time of year where Yams is like, hey, you want to go out for your birthday? And then he leaves the state. And man, did he get my ass.
I still don't believe that happened.
It fucking happened.
What date is
it? I'm not bitter.
I need the last. I think we're coming down Wednesday.
Okay. See, I needed to know that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I thought Manny said, oh, they're going to come down on, like, Thursday night, stay Friday, we're leaving Saturday. I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, yeah, we're going to, when I get off work on Wednesday, I think I'm going to take a half day, we're going to roll down. Okay. At, like, noon.
All right, cool.
Cool.
It's the 10th through the, we plan on checking in the 10th, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, leave on the 15th.
Okay.
Just in time to miss my birthday again.
We'll be here to record, though.
Nah, that's cool. What an asshole.
By the time we check out, when we get back, it's gonna be too late.
We check out on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll leave at like 10.
We record on Sunday,
yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, we
do. Fuck!
It's Saturday.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! You know what? I'm feeling sick. I'm fucking sick.
I got a work meeting, guys.
I'm assuming this is March, right? Not February? Yeah, okay, so yeah. Right in time for our fucking the anniversary of our show and everything. It's great timing.
Yeah, we go off to celebrate. Really what do you expect?
Uh-huh. All right, so.
All kinds of shit to celebrate.
You're in the hot seat, Toon?
Yeah.
You ready?
Okay.
This game destroyed Chris as a human. Racked his brain. By the end of the episode, he was fucking fried.
Okay.
Just warning you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm so, already fried. All right.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
We can call it, I like the tune of that.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
I like the tune of that.
Thank you. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I will read the question, then we'll make our bets.
Was there any math?
Not really.
Okay, cool.
Basic math. I mean, for not us. Really.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, we have to add our chips, but not on your part. Oh, you mean the questions?
Yes.
I have no idea.
How do you not know?
I haven't read this.
You haven't read the questions?
No, man. I just opened a box I found.
I thought you wrote the questions.
No, it's a game.
Okay, copy.
I should have known that.
Mm-hmm.
It was the game.
Okay.
Yeah. It was sitting on my shelf. It was still wrapped in cellophane. People love it.
the more I drink this, the more I can taste that habanero in it.
Oh, it's great.
It hangs around a little longer the more you drink it.
It does, you're right.
But I haven't got the heartburn effect yet. Like, it's warm on the way down, but it doesn't reach, like,
it's not heartburn yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Toon, you ready? How many miles is a marathon?
Huh?
That's the first. Okay, so I'm going to go 3 on no, I think. Right?
I'm going to go.
Can I bet on myself to know the answer? Because no. I know the answer.
You may not.
Fuck. 2?
This is the game I created for you. It's supposed to be called If I Can't Do It, No One Yeah.
I'll go 1. Because I think he can get this.
Is it even or odd?
Everybody got their bets in?
Is it miles or kilometers? Oh, it's in miles. Does it give you the kilometer answer?
Do you have your bet in?
Yeah, it's 2.
Okay. I'm not telling you.
I only have 1.
Is it even or odd?
Yeah.
Well, it's there's a decimal point. Does that help?
No.
Oh, okay.
5.
No. 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, me and Yams each get 3 more.
Why are you 2 more?
You lose 1. Oh, you only bet 2?
I only bet 2.
Oh, I'm going to win this shit.
Wait.
You
lose 1.
Why?
Because you were wrong.
How was I
you
wrong?
You bet that he could get it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I did. I only bet 1 because I knew. No, I didn't.
I swear you said, I think he's got this.
Yeah, that's why I only bet 1 because I only wanted to lose 1 if you were right.
You bet he could get it, then you bet against him? You're a fucking asshole. Take your chip, I guess. Holy shit.
I just didn't want to lose 3.
Right. I really should have thought this through.
What was it, 27?
Yeah.
26.2.
26.2, yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Because any more, they'll round it up to 27. Because the point 2 is weird.
Yeah.
Just 2.
Oh, just 2. We'll just keep that one for when you need it.
Oh, I'll just set it over there away from
me. Yeah, don't cheat.
Yeah, I'm going to. Try
I just gave myself 1 point.
I'm trying not to. Danny's giving me extra chips. I'm trying not to.
Your shit is squeaky.
What, my chair?
Yeah, it's all creaky.
Well worn.
Look at this. Look at this. I'm fucking silent.
The DM's doing crunches.
Oh, you hear my titties.
You're not Joey now. No, you don't hear those either.
Hey, he only has the 1.
And it claps loud.
Yeah,
it claps in fucking, what is that, stereo?
Surround sound.
Yeah.
So, is that Adobe?
No, it's an Joey.
You know, he was here when you guys couldn't be. To fill in.
Right. Don't worry. He'll be able to definitely fill in again. Well, he's
gonna,
this time.
He's going to have to carry B-Rad's weight, too.
I think he is.
Jesus.
Gained it.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Dude. All right, this one. You better fucking get, dude. You better fucking get this one. Seriously. All right?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to think on this one. How many points does the Star of David have?
So I'm going to go 3 that he knows it.
I'm going to say 3 that he also knows this one.
Yeah, me too.
6?
Okay, there's one hanging in the studio just for those at home. So I was like, dude, he has to get this one. He has to.
It's right fucking there.
Man, can we just keep track so I have to keep handing
I'm
out?
I'm plus three.
All right. Say it's just too much math. I'm plus 6. All right. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. What is the second highest? And I will bet 2 that he does not know.
I'm going to go 3 that he does.
I love the confidence in your voice.
I'm going to say 3 that he does not.
Yeah.
You got this.
You said Everest?
Is the top? Yeah, what's the second highest?
Is it Kilimanjaro?
Nope. K2.
Damn. I'm plus eight.
Heard of K2. Like I didn't know it was the second highest though.
I'm plus 8. I will jot that down. Yams, what are you at?
That was another plus 3. So.
So what's the second highest?
I'm plus K2. 8 as well.
K2. That's the full name, or is that like an abbreviation?
It's K2.
Yeah, it's just K2.
Never heard of that shit.
All right.
Less bodies on that one.
That one's lame. Okay. Also, less human shit. What are sect and kava? You know what? I'm going to skip that one because I don't know what that... What?
Well, it's Latin.
Sparkling wine. You fucking idiot.
Oh.
What boxer nicknamed the Real Dill had a section of his ear bitten off by Mike Tyson in 1997?
I'm going to go 3 that you know this.
Yeah. I'm going to go 1 that he does. I'm not as confident.
I think I've seen the ear as a gummy.
Does that help me in this situation?
Mike Tyson made it an edible.
What an asshole. You bite off a dude's ear, then you make candy out of it, and you make money off of it?
Yeah, it's literally an ear with a chunk missing out of it.
But whose ear was it?
Holyfield's.
Oh, yeah. I'm back up to plus 3. Look at me.
I'm plus 1 now, so I'm plus 9. Okay.
Did you not bet?
11 total.
It's fucking live.
No, I had 3 out. I put them right
here. Yeah, but you didn't say what there were 4.
What else would it be 4?
Not you didn't say, yeah. He's like, yeah, what? He's like, shit, I didn't think about that. Today, like,
precisely.
I'm not a super campaign post for campaign.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, you should be asking him.
He's fucking unsupervised. Yeah.
Well, he was the whole reason for the game.
Unsupervised, yeah.
He's unsupervised.
Oh, shit, yeah.
All week.
Mm-hmm. All week. But I gotta make sure a child stays alive the whole week, so.
Only surrounded by bad influences, too.
Not really, because, like, all weekend, nobody was at my house except for my youngest.
Bad influences.
Nah, she's not bad. She still talk to me, so.
Oh, okay.
We went out to dinner on Friday, and that was really about it.
Oh, okay. All right. What color is the number zero on a roulette table? He's got a 50-50 chance on this one.
I'm going to say he spent a lot of time in Vegas, and that he should know this answer.
He's retarded. Don't look at him that way. Yeah.
I'll go three.
Yeah, I said three as well, that he knows it.
Well, apparently I'm stupid.
You are.
Three, that he knows it.
It's green.
It is green.
I thought it had to be red or black.
No.
On roulette?
Zero is green.
It's the only one that's green.
Oh, I know. I never played roulette. I'm sorry. No. Jesus.
So you spent many numbers.
I'm plus 12. So I'm plus six. I guess. Okay. Well, yeah. You suck. What is the capital of Finland?
Yep, here's three that he knows it.
That he knows it?
That he doesn't.
Oh, same.
Yeah, I don't even know. So y'all can just go ahead and catch your 3 points each. Like.
Yeah. So, just okay.
What you got?
He doesn't know.
Okay, three that he doesn't know.
You know it?
Give it a guess.
Finland would be...
Denmark. What do I
think?
No. Definitely not. Oh, I've heard of this place.
I know...
Finnish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's I can see it. It's in the end of the penis.
Fuck yeah, it is.
I can't remember what it is
now. Sounding rod? Helsinki.
I've never heard of that.
Do you remember what I was thinking?
What was I at before? Was I back up to plus three?
You know what? I didn't buy a prize. Who gives a fuck?
Okay. It's six.
What, 17?
I'm at nine now.
What actor, best known for the role as Superman, died in 2004 after living for 9 years as a quadriplegic?
I wanted to say Clark Kent.
You know what? This is going to click. Three that he knows it.
I'm going to go...
God damn it. What is his name?
I'm going to go two that he does not.
That's a solid first name.
Suck a dick, dude.
It's Chris.
Three that he
not
does.
Quite.
Reeves.
Topher.
Yeah.
He didn't say Topher.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeves.
Chris Topher.
It's the same motherfucker from Winnie the Pooh.
I'm not 20.
I think it's Christopher Robin.
That's it. Same letters.
The bad part is we went to school with Christopher Robin. You remember that kid?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he fucked a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the donkey. So
poor
sad.
Eeyore.
Yeah.
Because he was raped.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Not one little. Thank you for not just pitching that.
I thought about it.
No, I know you did. Yeah. I know you did. Name two of the four U.S. presidents who have been assassinated while in office.
Only two out of the four?
Yeah.
Three that he knows it.
Definitely three that he knows this.
I would hope so. I'm going to go three that he does.
JFK.
Yeah. Yes. There's another big one. Oh, no.
It's not Robert Kennedy.
Definitely
not. He was not our president.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he's a senator.
Like,
yeah.
Think.
I'm thinking.
Go on.
Was really it hard.
Was no. It recent? Nope.
Oh, Lincoln.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fucker.
I'm looking at our time, not fucking the slavery days.
Hey, I hate to break it to you. Kennedy wasn't our time either.
Well, yeah.
It was 63.
I knew about that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm plus 23 right now. Don't go fucking that up.
Like 16 or something.
Yeah, I'm like 20, I think.
Who's the other two?
Well, let's find out. Yeah.
Is it Garfield and somebody else?
Garfield and McKinley.
Yeah.
I didn't know Garfield was assassinated.
What was Excalibur in The Legend of King Arthur?
Oh, three that he knows it.
Definitely three.
Well, you guys are overly confident.
Well, he's got this.
Yeah. I wonder if three that he knows it as well.
It's a sword.
It's a sword.
Yeah. That's
right. Yep. All right. So. Plus 23, I think.
Yeah, I'm
points
not
are made up. Don't matter.
Yeah, I'm not counting anymore.
Let's say, do you know where it was located? That's the better question.
It was in a stone.
Yeah. I've seen it at Disney. I've never been. I've seen where? Pictures.
What are Windsor and Four in Hand examples of? I'm going to go three that he doesn't know that. Because I don't know.
Repeat it real quick.
Yep. What are Windsor and Four in Hand examples of? Four in Hand, hyphenated.
Well, I know. Ford had the Windsor block and the Cleveland block. One's a small block, one's a big block. Hey, Chris, same displacement.
Chris.
Fucking weird.
I'm also going to say three that you don't know this. And I think,
yeah, three that you don't,
I think
for
I
sure.
do know this.
Do you?
I think so. I'm a three that he doesn't, but I think I have an idea.
Okay.
Is it cards? Like yep.
No, they're knots.
Yeah, they're knots for yep. ties.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, wins are not. Yeah, mm-hmm. I should have thought about that, yeah.
No, it didn't click with me either.
Yeah.
All right. What do you call a word or phrase that reproduces the letters in other words or phrases in other order? In another order.
Excuse me?
I feel like I should know this.
Yeah. Okay, one more time. What do you call a word or phrase that reproduces the letters of another word or phrase in another order?
A word search.
Number three that he doesn't
false
know.
False words.
Yeah, that's
really three. Know, yeah. James might know.
Does it start with an A?
Yeah, it does.
I know the word, I just can't think of what the fuck it is. Fuck.
Yeah. You know what it is, but what was it?
I want to say an amalgam, but I know that's not it.
It's not a word.
It's, is it onomatopoeia?
Nope.
No, that's a sound.
Yeah, that's like the noise.
Or is
saying.
It an anagram?
Anagram. Yeah. There you go. All right.
See, I'll close amalgam, anagram, whatever. Same letters, the same word.
Hey, it works for me.
Oh, this is
an amalgam of things from Call of Duty. It's from zombies.
I still can't play on my TV.
Why?
Just and everything? I can't. It's too much for me to process.
Courtney have TikTok?
Yes.
I'll send her the TikTok, and then you can watch her settings off of her TikTok.
Who was the Soviet Union's final president? Number three that he doesn't know this.
President? Yeah. Soviet Union's final president. Oh, okay.
It's a big name.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, but, yeah.
He'll know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Three. He'll know it.
Fully confident?
I'm going to say two that he knows
it. I'm going to say three that he does not know it.
Let's say that he does.
Stalin?
Nope.
Gorbachev?
Yep.
Nah.
Damn.
I lost two
of them. Well, I think I just took the lead in this game.
Yeah,
that,
I think you did too.
I made up. What sport is depicted in the logo of the fashion brand Ralph Lauren?
Oh, three that he knows this.
He should know this.
Yeah. Okay, if you think about it, if you search through the weed smoke, there's only like one brand that has
it's
the sports.
Polo.
It's Polo.
Yeah, it's Polo.
Could have waited until we voted.
Well, they did.
How many bones are in the human body?
There's a lot.
It's true. I'm going to go two that you don't. Because I don't think
do
I
you have to be exact? Or does he get close?
No.
Exact? No, he doesn't know the exact number.
Yeah. Chris?
I'll go through that he does.
Why?
It's just random.
What's your... Are you yes or no?
I'm going with no.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Is it
even or odd?
Does it start with a five?
No.
No.
Or is it a three?
No.
I think it's a two.
It is.
281.
206.
206, oh, yeah. 207 when he sees you, big guy.
Hell yeah, baby.
Gay.
All day.
What's... Oh, I already read that one. What is the process used by plants to convert energy from sunlight and store it in chemical bonds? Come on, that's easy. I'm going three, yes.
Photosynthesis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I paid attention in, like, zoology.
Hell yeah.
Zoo's animals.
And
Zuzimals.
Zuzimals.
What's your point? Paid attention to that too. Fuck you. I paid enough attention to know not to buy a pig.
Yeah.
Does zero stand for latitude or longitude on the equator? He's got 50-50 chance. So I'm gonna put 2-1 yes. Anybody else?
I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to know the answer, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll go two that he does.
You said latitude or longitude?
It's a 50-50 shot.
Right. Yes?
Can I bet two that it's a trick question?
You made. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is it longitude?
Made. It's latitude, damn it.
Yeah.
We all lose points. Great.
No, I thought longitude was for negative.
I bet that he knew it.
He didn't.
Yeah, so longitude, not latitude.
I thought it was possibly both.
Because zero.
I thought one was latitude, the other was altitude. So.
That's height. That's away from the Earth.
Yeah.
That's how far you're away.
Tony Hawk is one of the world's most prominent practitioners what activity? I want to go three, yes.
Never yeah, I'm going to say yes as well.
Never played the game.
I did.
Yeah.
A lot. Only the demo disc. We couldn't afford the actual PlayStation game.
Not even when it was the greatest hits.
No.
My favorite version was on the GameCube, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I played the one with the actual skateboard.
Never played it.
Couldn't do any tricks.
No, I heard it was really bad.
No.
I watched many people fall down on that thing for the Wii. Yeah. The skateboard on the Wii, yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You could also do snowboarding and shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it didn't have, like, no trucks or wheels or nothing.
Huh. Interesting.
What does an albino lack? I'm going to go one yes.
I think three that he does know this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go two no.
Two no?
Two no.
Oh, man.
I want to say pigment.
That's what I was going to say.
No.
See?
Well,
we think alike.
You could argue melatonin and pigment are the same thing.
Melanin.
It's not melatonin. You take melatonin to help you sleep.
Melatonin, whatever.
No, pigment works too. It says both. Never mind. Yeah. You win. Yeah. But you said no. Don't say hell yeah. You said he wouldn't get that
one. Well,
you got to stop being like, man, I am winning. When everything you're doing is wrong.
I thought it was pigment too. It is,
yeah.
So like we were on the same wavelength.
Yeah. Yep. Adobe Acrobat Reader is most frequently used to read computer files ending with what extension?
What?
Oh.
I know this.
Yeah. Okay.
Three that you don't, I guess. You seem confused.
I'm going to get three that. I don't fucking care.
Well, that's good for the show. Why don't you just go to Tennessee, you fuck?
I might.
I'll go two that you don't.
No, I have no idea.
PDF. Were you going to say that?
What's PDF stand for?
Polydigital free?
No. It's something. It's like programmable digital file or some shit like that.
Pedophile dick friction.
Fuck.
Friction. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Unless it's to a boy, right, Chris?
No.
Yeah! Oh, it's a girl? Boo!
It's just so much worse.
Oh, it's so bad all the way around. What does the Latin word rex mean? Oh, neat. I had no idea. I'm going to go to three that you don't, because I had no fucking clue.
Ooh, I got three that I might know this.
No, we're just voting on it.
I have a solid guess, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea?
Rock.
No.
It'd be like doctor or something.
Pharmacist. It's like
what doctor?
Yeah.
So you think like
were you thinking the same thing?
Rx.
It means like king or god.
King. So you thought T Rex was the doctor of the dinosaurs?
That makes sense.
You fucking
he's
idiot.
Why else?
It's a lion.
Why else would it be Rx? Why else would pharmacies be Rx and shit? Doctor Rx. It's got to come from
Rex, motherfucker, not Rx. Rex. Rex.
I see Rx when you said that. Okay. So suck my dick.
As in Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe he should, like, pronunciate shit.
That's why they went extinct. All the fucking...
Yeah, that's what I said.
Everything.
That's why they went extinct. All the fucking college loans and shit to become a doctor.
Yeah.
With those tiny, tiny arms.
That's why the writing, all doctors have bad writing.
What
tiny
is...
Tiny arms.
Oh, there you go. What is Cosa Nostra another name for?
Oh, you know this.
Ah, it's three on, yeah.
Like Cosa Nostra.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, that's a no.
There's rap stuff about it.
You say no?
I said no. Yeah. I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever heard those words before.
I've heard those words.
Yeah.
Give Yams his 3 points, because I have no
Tech
idea.
Tech 9, the Mafia.
Yeah, like Cosa Nostra. It's the Italian Mafia.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know.
Yeah. Nope. I mean, Tech be making up his own goddamn words.
Julius Caesar supposedly said Vini, Vidi, Vici. What does that mean?
Who said that?
Julius Caesar.
Oh.
Of salad fame.
That freak.
Oh yeah. You know what, everybody back then,
yo,
they also oiled
yo,
up.
Speaking of fucking disappointments, do you
I can't, this is gonna be about Little Caesar and I know it.
No. I went there like 2 weeks
ago. Crazy Paul. Bread wasn't even crazy.
No, fucking Paul Newman doesn't make salsa no more.
What?
Paul Newman doesn't make salsa no more?
Paul salsa? Newman doesn't make salsa any-
Paul Newman doesn't make salsa. Salsa?
Salsa.
Like chip dip. What? I know he made chip dip.
It's just gone.
Oh no!
Never knew it existed.
Well, he makes a lot of sauces. The Newman brand is very big.
But like the pineapple mango, like habanero.
That shit's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just gone.
You say that's Newman, and I instantly think of Randy.
No.
Newman,
the race car driver. Fucking.
We've got the father for you. You know, for a long time, I thought they were different people. I didn't realize it was the same person.
Oh no! It's all Paul Newman. Paul Newman's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Until he took his sauce away from me.
What does Vinny, Vidi, Vici mean?
Death to ranch.
I think it means live for the day.
Oh, that's no. Carpe diem. Oh.
My bad, my Latin's bad. I'm sorry.
We came, we saw, we conquered. I actually knew that one.
Huh. I don't really feel like... Why didn't he just say that?
Yeah.
If your zodiac sign is a fish, in which 2 months could you have been born? He doesn't know. Chris, vote no. I'm going 3-on-no. Yeah. I saw the light leave his eyes when I asked him. He's like, I'll fucking, I don't care. He's handling this way better than you did.
Right.
Yeah. This game crushed Chris.
I just know I'm stoned as fuck.
So. But that's the whole point.
But it's like, hold I'm on, a Scorpio, so.
I'm going to bet 3 that you can, because I think you can figure this out.
Huh.
In all fairness, when Chris played the game, it was supposed to be for Yams, so all the questions were geared towards Yams, and Chris had to try to answer them.
Was bad.
So this means it's your turn next week?
No, Yams is the only one that hasn't played the game made for him. Mm. So soon, soon. Probably in March, around the 13th or so.
Is Aquarius one of them?
What?
Wasn't the answer? The answer had to be a month, bud.
Oh, it's a month? Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Oh, you're not the sign, the month?
If your zodiac sign is a fish... In which 2 months could you motherfuckers have been born?
No, I'm gonna change my answer. He don't know this shit. He don't know this.
Oh, fuck, I'm a fish. My bad. I'm a fucking fish.
I don't know. What are you?
This is between February 19th and March 20th. Yeah, I was born on March
13th. It'd be a Pisces.
I was gonna say I'd be a Pisces like February, then. February, March.
Oh, yeah, you were gonna say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thank you. I could have been wrong. Could have been March and fucking April.
I'm an Aries.
What is plastic made of?
Recycled material.
Recycled plastic.
It's petroleum.
It's crude oil, you fuck.
Yeah.
It's petroleum, you're right. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Let's do one more, and then we really gotta... Oh, shit. We gotta dump into this other beer. What color do you get when you mix red and yellow?
You fuck. What the fuck?
You know what? I'm gonna go all in. That he does it.
Same.
Yeah.
Purple. It's orange.
Okay, same. Oh, no. Oh, no. We've lost him.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. That's good shit.
His island ain't got a rainbow.
Yeah, next time we'll, I know, you sit down wearing an Adidas hat, I was like, oh, I remember B-Rad's gay hat. That was cool.
I was like, I remember gay Brad. It's like, whoa, bud. Let's calm down.
We had our quiet moments together.
Yeah.
Oh, man, missing.
Every time I put on a hat, I think of Brad.
Oh, yeah, I would too. Although, I mean, you are the one that bullied him into selling it, so you should probably feel bad.
That's good.
It's not good.
That's not what he represented, and that's why he sold that.
Oh, yeah, he was a real hater of everything. So. Come on. I love the fact that
why do you think he sold it?
58 years old. Minimum, right?
Minimum.
Had no idea. No idea what a pride flag was. None.
Minimum.
Didn't know there was a month.
Blew his fucking mind. I'm glad he died before he found out there's a Black History Month.
Yeah.
I did that video start going viral again. And this fucking bitch on the sidewalk filming a video, and this black guy walks by and is like, get out of the way, bitch, it's Black History Month. And it's my favorite thing on the internet. Every year when it pops up.
Every February.
I'm like, oh, that dude's a fucking legend.
No, it's still the kangaroo. Still my favorite video.
Guys are fighting the dog?
Oh.
No, the guy's out fucking hunting in like Oklahoma or some shit. He's in the middle of his field. He's like, look, look, look. It's a fucking kangaroo! And it's just hopping. Like, off in the distance.
I like mine
he's
better.
He's so excited.
Yeah. Fucking random ass.
Yeah, just random kangaroo in like Oklahoma.
I mean, we bought B-Red up. You want a beer salute real quick? We all open on 3?
Yeah.
We've never been able to successfully pull this off. I'm surprised yours isn't already open. So 3, 2, 1. That's beautiful. Woo! Guys, we did it.
Yeah.
Remember last time I was like, Tune, I'm trusting you to do this. And I went 1 and he clicked it.
Yeah.
I was trying to get my fingernail underneath last time, didn't you?
That smells like fucking pickles.
I didn't even smell it.
I think it smells like garbage.
Well, you don't like pickles.
I don't like pickles.
It's weird to only like pickled flavored things because there's not really that many pickled flavored things.
Well, I like
things.
Pickled chips. I haven't tried anything else that's pickled flavored besides a pickle.
See, that makes it sound like you just like the chips of pickles. Like
no,
pickle.
Not like Lay's
pickle
chips.
No, there's that candy I brought that was pickle flavored.
Look, you'll be happy to know.
You'd be happy to know.
Yeah.
It's Indiana's Brewers Cup gold medal winner.
Oh, fuck yeah, let's go.
Are you happy to know that?
Pickle themed at the state fair last year.
Well, I did find pickle flavored ketchup today.
Ew.
Fuck with it.
Oh, I didn't buy it.
Really?
Really. Huh. Oh, yesterday, Parker thought he'd fuck with, like, right before you called me, we had just left our Walmart because we needed a couple things. Or no, he's looking for fucking Pokemon cards. We need shit. And, we're sitting there, and I was looking at hot sauces, and he starts naming off every type of fucking ketchup in the aisle. Just trying to drive me crazy, and it kind of worked.
Does he play with anybody?
What?
Like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Besides you.
No, just me. Yeah.
So he's only ever traded with you.
I don't have any cards.
Huh?
I don't have any cards. We've never traded.
Get this boy out of the house.
Yeah, that's
take him to the goddamn card check.
I know, but like,
just let him know.
I know he wants to.
Drop him off and come back later.
He didn't understand that as a fucking concept. I was like, oh no, my parents would drop me off and pick me up like hours later. He's like, that's terrifying. It wasn't. I know.
Yeah,
but
just drop his
I know, because for the first fucking, because our local card shop does a tournament every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yep.
And like, he wants to do it, but he's kind of intimidated. And I get it. Huh?
You'll see my brother.
Link him up.
Well, let's be careful how we word that.
Yeah. Well, don't make my brother a pedophile. He's already gay.
Well, those aren't really the same thing.
No.
Or equals. Although, it was weird that, remember when B-Rad showed up that pro-pedophile Adidas hat? Like, B-Rad, dude, you gotta fucking read a newspaper once in your fucking life.
Fucking Mamba.
But I
know, right, is that it? Is it Mamba?
Nambla. I don't know what it stands for. I just know to hate it.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, at least the first time, I would have to play in the tournament with him.
Oh, for sure.
I would have to.
Oh, no, you go have fun.
They smell.
So
although I did learn that trick last week. If I'm losing, you want their fucking cards.
Right.
So I'll do it to my own son. Yeah, I paid for the card, but I paid for the card. Fuck you.
And for the entry into the, you know.
It's free.
Oh, really?
I think so. They were when we were kids. It was just winner got a pack.
Was that what it was? Or like, I remember he would like be able to give us like 2 or 3 packs sometimes.
Sometimes. If business was good, the winner would get like 3 packs. But yeah. So, we're going to try pickle beer now.
Yeah. Dill pickle, sour ale. Brewed in Westfield, Indiana.
It's on my crotch now.
Cucumber, dill, sea salt. Respect the craft. They are proud of who we are and where we come from.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
You're not proud of anything?
Yeah, of this. Oh. I'm not proud of this.
5%.
We got toasted again. I say we toast to Bill. Everybody knows Bill. Listen to this right now.
I don't think I've ever met Bill.
He's a very old man that owns a very small card shop in Gas City. He's not a huge fan of black people.
Yeah.
So maybe
is Bill still alive?
Maybe we shouldn't toast to him this February.
Yeah. Bill's still kicking? Okay.
Yeah, I was down there when he had to like clear out part of his shop because it flooded and shit, fucked shit up. He wasn't too happy about it.
Well, no,
because that's his basement. So, spoiler for those that love and admire.
I've never been in the shop. I have no idea what it looks like.
Very small. Couple glass counters and that's it.
Yeah.
Bunch of packs everywhere, though, behind said counters. Yeah. Shit just stored everywhere. But then you walk down this small little bee hallway.
By the toilet, you're not allowed to flush unless you shit.
To a back room.
He's a yellow, let it mellow type of fella.
Absolutely, that's where I learned it.
6 to 8, you know, fold-out tables.
Oh, okay.
That was the room that flooded.
Probably not a whole lot of use anymore. But yeah, that's where all the tournaments were. We're in the back room.
Randomly, you'd have to sit up front of the table by the window.
Yeah, normally one round would.
Yeah.
At least, yeah, or one team up would.
Was there a card shop where, like, Foot Locker is in the old mall, or was?
We had TCB Games.
Was that there?
Yeah, it was Todd's. Yeah.
I went to one draft, Magic draft there.
Huh?
Yeah. And I think like half the people just showed up so you could take the cards that you drafted and left.
Yeah. Yeah, well now he's priced everybody out of that shit. So. Chris, thoughts? Do you know what a draft is?
A beer? Yeah, it comes out of a little spout. It's got a head on it.
Keg. It comes out of a keg, you fuck.
What's that?
I don't know, man. You broke yourself talking about salsa, so
because I was devastated.
You were pretty upset.
Because I was at Walmart earlier, we was looking for salsa.
Is that the shit back in the corner in the plastic?
No, we ended up buying that.
Oh,
this is just your normal jar of fucking salsa.
The one we used to get was the black bean and corn all the time.
That shit was good though. That shit was really good.
But I was looking for it, and Courtney's like, "Oh yeah, Paul Newman quit making salsa." I was like, "What?
Why wasn't I informed?"
Yeah, then she didn't know who Paul Newman was.
She's fucking flags at half.
He also makes dressing. I was like, "Paul fucking Newman?" She's like, "Yeah."
Not anymore. Retired.
Fucking legend.
I guess. I don't know. So here's that guy. I almost said Randy
Paul Newman,
Newman
and
again.
Bill.
Paul Newman and Bill, and Randy Newman.
No, Randy Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's pickle.
Yeah, fucking is. What the fuck are we doing with our lives? What the fuck are we doing?
It tastes like
straight pickle.
Your wife would enjoy the shit.
I think microwaved a hamburger that had pickle on it is what it reminds me of, and I don't like that shit.
What?
Yeah. You had no beef.
I don't like it.
Your wife would enjoy the fuck out of it.
She probably would.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel. It is as advertised. It can't be a zero thumber.
It's very well done.
I think so.
Oh,
we should have.
Why did we open 4 of these?
I don't know. I'm not drinking that.
We were smart and opened 2 of the chili dogs.
Wanted to take them home.
Oh right. Oh man, they were just rotted in my fridge. Sweet Sue's, I gotta go.
Your wife might like it.
Maybe.
I gotta go 2.5 because it does look like it tastes like it, you know you're getting something fucking pickle flavored.
It's a very it's like 60s fucking sticker on
yeah.
that bitch. Like,
yeah, I do prefer
and
this.
Stripes and
I know
it
we
has
doc-
like these bars here that go up the side and around it.
Yeah.
Give me that you know the pyramid game feeling.
The 70s show wallpaper
yeah,
in the kitchen type feel.
Have you ever been so sad to not be a smoker anymore to get that taste out of your mouth? A little bit, yeah. I'll just lick the ashtray. It's fine.
Second
man.
Drink is as bad because you're.
Well, you know what to expect.
You know what to expect, yeah.
Yeah.
What a treat. Fuck. I'm not repulsed. Is that bad? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Gotta go with thumb. I wouldn't
really?
Buy it. I wouldn't buy it, but like, if someone's like, dude, I do have a pickle beer rolling around the back of my fridge, I'm like, yeah, I'll have the pickle beer. It's better than nothing, I guess.
See, I wouldn't say that.
Gotta stop these shakes.
I wouldn't say that. It is very well done.
It is.
So I'll give it a half a thumb on, like, they nailed what the fuck they were going for. Mm-hmm. I do not like pickles.
But you like pickle-flavored things.
I thought I did.
That has recently changed, believe it or not.
Holy chips.
Yeah. I mean, I eat pickles on sandwiches.
Do you eat, like, fried pickles at restaurants?
Yeah, he does.
Only if they have to be the chips.
Chips, not
they
the Spears.
They came in the Spears, and they have to be, like, thin. Yeah. Yeah. And I dip them in ranch. Like,
capital D,
dude. Bitches are swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
So, and
it sounds like he just fucking loves pickles, to be honest with you.
Sweet Sue, I'll give it 2.
I don't like the way it coats my tongue.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think it's the salt.
It could be. It's just made it too salty, I guess. Yeah. I don't...
It's weird.
I've had about 3 drinks of it, I just can't.
Yeah, you're right.
I also had a sugar-free fucking... sugar-free fucking... root beer the other day because it was the only liquid in my house besides tap water.
This shit's rough, yeah.
I'm not drinking tap water. And
it's not safe.
It's not safe.
Oh, where you live?
Yeah.
No, y'all should have tasted funny.
And I think I caught a buzz off of it. It was weird.
There's no caffeine in it.
There was something in it.
There's no caffeine. There's no sugar. There's nothing for you to catch.
It made me feel a certain way. It was weird.
Motherfucker experiences flavor for the first time in months and thinks he's high.
Yeah.
Shit, you should have called me. I would have showed up and asked you trivia questions.
Well, I mean, flavor is linked to, like, endorphins and stuff.
Like a dopamine hit, maybe? Mm-hmm.
That was weird. I didn't enjoy it. But I don't like root beer.
You don't like root beer?
Not really.
Small amounts.
It can't have too strong of a ginger flavor to it.
I mean, like sarsaparilla?
Whatever that root they use. I think they use some sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla root.
And I think there's some ginger in it.
Fuck that root!
But yeah, I don't like if it's too strong, I don't like it.
Didn't even slow down. Just a haymaker and kept going. Like Floyd Mayweather.
See, I like the root beer that you can get like 1812. Mm-hmm. I like that shit because it's straight sarsaparilla. And the shit we get at the Blueberry Festival.
I don't like cream soda. That's my hot take. I like red cream soda. That's like my favorite liquid.
It's
I just don't drink it very much.
Same shit.
What do you mean?
It tastes completely different, guys.
I don't think
it's got like cherry flavor. They just mix red pop and cream soda together. Like,
yeah, we'll do a side by side next week with Unicorn Farts After Dark. Spoiler, that's next week's beer. Super
okay.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's not pickle flavored. And that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Did you give thumbs?
No. Yeah. I'm going to go 2 on the Sweet Sue's. And I'm going to go like a 1.5. It's exactly as advertised.
Very much
that
so.
That it is.
Like, and I'm...
Almost to a fault.
I'm damn near 3/4 of the way down my can. I've just like, kind of been taking big...
I'm
going
to sip on it because I actually want my wife to try this. She might love it.
But she like, have this one.
Oh, okay.
I get the dill and then I get a shit ton of cucumber. Uh-huh. I don't get like the sea salt and shit.
That's another thing I don't enjoy. Cucumbers.
Because it's a pickle.
Maybe.
A pre-pickle.
Yeah. I didn't know that until like 2 years ago.
That's sad. So. That's really sad.
Is it?
That you didn't know that. Because they look the same.
Well,
it's really burpy.
Classically, you use gherkins, which is a type of cucumber to make pickles.
I also didn't know what
it's
a gherkin
was. It's
not a classic
actual like cucumber, like big long dick size. It's a little
bit. It should
be a big
ass cucumber or pickle.
They're what my wife grew in the garden.
I don't play in your wife's garden very often.
Trying to avoid that one.
Thank you. Oh God, what was your joke yesterday?
Oh,
fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said those two kids are gonna go play fisticuffs, and that's funny. And I laughed way too hard at it, but I covered my face in shame because my child was next to me.
It's definitely a sour though.
That was who I was talking about.
You don't get the saltiness there.
No, I get dill.
They don't care anyways.
Cucumber. You're talking fisticuffs with your son.
I wasn't. No.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to teach him about the world.
Jacob was trying yesterday. They're just being like super gay. It was
weird.
Yeah,
it was hey, Parker, I'm going to the bathroom. You coming?
like cum nuts or whatever it was he was eating in the back of my car.
Oh.
You were letting me cum nuts in the back of his car?
They were pretzels.
Cum pretzels.
Where'd the cum come from?
I thought they were going to be corn nuts.
Did you want to get close to a corner again?
Maybe.
You know, horny as the Dickens.
I don't know, man.
Oh, he's like Tootie. He loves the 90s Creed.
Yeah.
He's a slut for him, really.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
James, you gotta rate the beer so we can end this shit. I know you're really into watching TV.
It's interesting as fuck. Well, it's like, I guess a one, because like, it is what it is.
Oh,
it is what it says it is.
Yes.
There's no lie or hiding. But I just don't like it. It's too much.
I'm already gonna up my. I'm sipping on it.
I don't like Dillo.
Oh, in
30 either.
Seconds when I say the thing and then we gotta revisit this shit?
Yeah, I'm gonna
fuck
do
yeah.
that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to.
And the can art is, it's not bad can art.
For a sticker.
Not it's everybody has a hard on against stickers like you do, though.
It's on smoothly and everything, uniform.
Oh, favorite can designs on stickers, man.
Those are dope, though.
Yeah, exactly, but they're stickers.
2.5.
Yeah.
Lollipop Chainsaw Princess of Karate or whatever. Yeah. That was a sticker, too. And I liked it so much, we unpeeled the sticker from the can and put it on the mini fridge in the closet. Where we're not anymore.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
I want to try that again, because I think we liked it.
I can't.
But I can't remember.
We had a special order. We loved it. It was expensive,
yeah.
though, man.
Yeah, that
real expensive.
Batch of fucking five beers was like $50.
It was,
you're more than welcome.
Which I guess
one.
Now isn't
I'm cool.
that bad. Compared to
the one that I gave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so much.
Mm-hmm. It's sour.
I like it.
I thought you get 1.5.
I enjoy it. Did I say 1.5?
I think
you
did.
Yeah,
fuck it,
it is
now.
Hey, I'm going to join you here in a second. Right after.
We'll hold your beer.
Oh, wait.
Yo.
AMF in 2 months.
Yeah.
Chris
Wallace. I'm Tune.
I'm Yams.
We'll hold the beer.
How did I forget? How did
I don't know.
I pointed to you like, hey, say your thing.
Yeah, and I did.
You did.
I listened.
Yep. There's a thing. There's no reason for us. I bring this up once a year. There's no reason for us to say our names at the end of the show.
What?
We said at the beginning.
So what? We're just saying bye.
What if they didn't hear the beginning?
Who starts in the middle of a podcast?
Wait, this isn't live?
I just,
shut the fuck up. Why do we come here the same time every week if it's not live?
I don't know, man.
Should we start doing live?
You ever hear the definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different
same,
results.
Yeah.
We're fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
So the first beer, right? I gave 2 thumbs. I'm going to stick with that. Second beer, 1.5.
What was the name of the first one?
Chili Dog Light.
Slushy Light.
Chili Dog Light. Looking right at it.
It's a slushy light on the side.
It's a slushy light on the back.
But it's called Chili Dog Light.
Yeah, sure.
You asked what the name was beer. Sure. You asked what the name was beard. Okay?
Yeah.
It was beer.
What the beer of the name was or whatever. The And yeah, 1.5 on the pickle beer.
It's a sour ale. Love them with sours.
Yeah.
So, I do love a sour.
Same.
On the chili dog slushy light, I'm going to go 2 thumbs.
Yeah.
I really fucking enjoyed
it. It was better. I can't give the pickle beer 2 thumbs. Because
The pickle beer, I was at 0.5 thumb. Upon like my 4th drink, it is now 0.
Really?
I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I can't stomach it. It's everything I don't want in my mouth. It's so bad.
I
need
some other things I don't want in my mouth besides that beer.
If you go so from bad. The pickle back to the habanero, you can really taste the habanero.
Yeah.
It brings it out.
Oh, mine's been gone for a minute, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I just finished it.
No, I fucking loved it. Tune?
Yeah, I'm going to go 2 on the chili dog because that shit was fire. And then I'm going to go 1.5 on the pickle.
Okay, yes.
1.5 and 1 still.
Everybody enjoyed tonight more than you, huh? Ah, man, I had a new story brought up about how it's illegal to get erections now.
Huh?
Going to be. No, we were sitting in the office, and my boss is just laughing, and my phone dings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, I guess we can't go here anymore. And it's a proposed bill to make it like so you can't get a boner legally. I have it saved. I'll bring it up next week.
It's like Alabama or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Somewhere down south.
Just in general?
No wasted erections.
You can't waste a boner, dude.
No way.
You can only get an erection if you're going to impregnate a woman.
So, you have to have the intention to impregnate.
Shit.
Yeah, Mississippi.
So if you get an erection in the wild, I mean, that's
yeah. People
a pass
will just,
for rape then?
Police will just wait outside of a strip club. Resting by the way. I was hard the entire time we were at one.
What?
I was hard the entire time we were at one.
Yeah.
That smelly chick grinding on me?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you talking about strip clubs?
Or local. Was it the Amazon that stole you for a minute?
Yeah, she's way hotter.
Our strip club had the lady that gave birth to Kokomo. Oh,
Kelly sent me that, but Chris told me it was fake.
Yeah, it is fake.
Cinnamon Jones, is it fake? Is
it? Yeah, Cinnamon Jones is real.
That's what she named it by.
Cinnamon Jones.
Yeah, Cinnamon. No, it says Cinnamon Joins, my bad.
Oh, Cinnamon Jones is a fucking rock and roll name, dude. I love it.
No, the Kokomo Times that came up with that is a satirical one.
So. Yeah, I know. Kelly was so excited.
Well,
though.
This was from, like, our rebels from our local strip club. But
that's
we
a cabaret,
also
not a strip club.
Have another stripper that I feel like we need to go and see.
Mm-hmm.
She has one arm.
Nope, I'm out. You know I can't do that.
It's
shit.
Like a keep half talking. Of it. It's just half an arm. It's missing. It's like right below the elbow.
She better have a
down
hook or
is gone.
Yeah.
Like
a hook?
Anything.
Hang on, I can find a photo. I had it screenshot.
Ma'am, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but how, like, how much for a hook job?
Is it your new wallpaper?
No. You know it.
I took a screenshot of it because I was telling the chick at work about it. She was like, there's no way there's a stripper.
Stop talking to her. She's a bad person.
I was like,
well,
there's
we had
definitely.
We had that chick that had the hip replacement that walked funny.
Sure, man.
We have Nevaeh. She has a crotch rocket tattooed on her side. Go with your
really? Truck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm down with that.
I'm already hard. Lock me up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
no. No?
Nope. That's who has the crotch rocket? How the fuck she ride it?
I don't know. Maybe that's how she lost it.
Ooh.
What,
you gotta
arm,
let us
what
see,
arm's
too.
Missing?
The right. So throttle.
The one with the fucking sleeve on it, you idiot.
Yeah, well, this
I've
one.
I've seen it in the picture, dumbass.
Oh, okay.
I want to know how much to take the sock off.
Oh, I'm good. You can leave it on.
No, but, I'm trying to see the scar. You got a cool tattoo there?
I would say 15 minutes before I noticed she only had one arm. Because it's not what I'm looking at.
I'd catch it right off the
roof. Oh, I know you would. Yeah.
It would, like, I think it would fuck you up if you weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
How are you about to climb this pole? I got so many questions I need answered.
I'm down.
Alright. Yeah. Yams is free for a week.
Huh. Well, there you go. No, yeah. You need to wait for your wife to fly away.
Nah, I just go on Friday.
Let's have open just about any night.
I'm not open on Fridays. I gotta work.
I can make mom watch the baby on Thursday night. Mom watch the baby. Me and Yams gotta go do some research.
Well, I'll take lots of photos, I guess.
Oh, yeah, they love that.
Yeah.
They love that.
Well,
you can't do that in a strip club.
I fucking know, man. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you only been to one. I was making sure you
knew. You gotta pay extra for that.
I've been to that one a long time ago. It was terrible.
I've never been in that building.
It was no? rough, man. It was I haven't been in it since it's been remodeled.
I got stuck there for an in-law's birthday. Yeah. It's gross.
I don't plan on ever going in.
Huh?
I got stuck there for an in-law's birthday. Yeah, he was there too. Yeah, yeah it, was it was my wife's cousin. But it's weird when like your mother and father-in-law are like, ah!
I sat front row with my mom.
Yeah, but I like your mom more.
No,
I like my in-laws.
What's weird is when his mother-in-law's titty came out, and I was like, no, I don't want
to
see that.
I was at a kegger during that. I missed it. I went to a random boy or kegger, got hammered, and came back.
Yeah. Didn't you come back with a will?
Yep.
With a will?
Oh, yeah, man. New best friend. I've never seen him again.
Is Will still alive?
I don't fucking know. He turned into a cloud and floated away. I have no fucking idea.
I don't know. We were friends for one night. We were hammered, dude.
What the fuck is Will's last name?
Hey, so you want to hate Shane even more?
I don't know if I can.
No, well, hold on. You want to know Will's last name? Well, you got to bleep it out.
Why? He doesn't exist anymore. I'm not bleeping it out.
It's Reimer. You don't remember
Will Reimer? I remember Will Reimer.
Yeah, he was. That was him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We were best friends for one night, man. Hammer.
I guess you ain't got to bleep it out. We were just talking about going to the strip clubs.
Off free beer.
Can't go wrong with the Boyer party.
Yeah, he lived across the street from him, man. He grew up. He was good friends for a long time.
I don't know. I had to stop my best friend's cousin from getting the shit kicked out of him at a Boyer kegger. He showed up wearing a propeller hat. And like this one dude said bro a lot. He's like, right, bro, 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 bro. And the guy stood up. I was like, listen, man, I understand you could beat his ass. I do. But you'd have to beat both of our asses. And doesn't that sound exhausting? He's like, yeah, I guess so. I was like, thank you.
Why don't
I
just let him get his ass beat? You fucking deserve it.
Who was it?
Joel's cousin. Yeah. You never met him.
Oh. The fucker that rides the unicycle, right?
You know it.
I think I have threatened to beat this kid before.
Yeah. You're riding a unicycle and you're wearing that dumbass hat. Yep.
I'm pretty sure
you should have let him. Like, listen, he rides a unicycle. Is it worth your time?
He's probably legitimately the smartest person I know.
Who gives him? No, he's not.
No. Oh yeah, no.
No, he's not. Or he wouldn't have put himself in that situation, Danny.
Bro. Social cues, man. He's probably on the spectrum. If Elon Musk can hail Hitler, he can fucking ride a unicycle. Fuck off.
He was throwing his heart to everybody,
just like Celine Dion.
Twice.
Three times.
Did you guys talk
he
about
had
being
a
on the spectrum? My son bought his sister's boyfriend a shirt. So Chad Chase bought Chad a shirt.
Is it with Elon on it?
No, it says my girlfriend has a touch of the tism.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
That shit is hilarious.
Did she wear it?
He.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Talking about her.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they both got it.
No comment, huh?
Nope.
She told me they went to drove all the way to Ohio to go to a laundromat. I'm like, what laundromat? What? Well, she's like, well, a YouTuber owns it. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, but he wasn't there. I was like, well, which YouTuber is it? And then they told me what YouTuber. I was like, oh, yeah, I'd probably make that trip.
Who is it?
Just Roman Atwood. He's an OG YouTuber.
I thought you were just like, Mr. Beast has laundromats in Ohio.
I was like, yeah, shit, I'll drive 2 hours to go to laundromat. I got nothing else going on.
The only video he did I recognize is where he, like, throws his kid off the balcony wearing a Spider-Man costume, but ends up not being his kid just to fuck with his wife.
No, no, dude, what you're talking
about. That's it. I know he has a shortened 70 CUDA that he does burnout competitions at Cletus and Cars.
I don't understand.
I haven't driven to a car wash, so, like,
I don't understand those, like, relationships that are just constantly pranking each other on, like, Instagram and shit. Like, how the fuck?
Oh, the guy that, like, shoots the balloon in his field of I fucking his wife. Wish.
How has that not ended in a homicide-suicide? Wait,
because you don't understand they made too. So much money. When the house they started that in was nothing. The house they have now is definitely something.
I know, you can see the progression. But there's so much time like, you know in between those houses. Nice
house. I will clean up the whipped cream.
Yeah,
yeah, shaving cream or whatever it is. I'll clean that shit up for this big ass house.
Well, shaving cream smells good.
And their kids in it now. Yeah, so.
Got tile floors. That shit just comes up easily.
You got a squeegee or a Roomba? Fuck it.
I
wish I could do that shit in the
house,
Dan.
I've seen the house.
I think he has a Raptor.
I don't.
I would let you cream pie me all day for a raptor.
I want a T-Rex.
That too.
You know Rex means doctor.
Doctor Rex.
A Dodge doctor. I'm down with that.
Well, that's the fact that he called the T-Rex the king of the jungle. That's a lion.
Hey, man.
It was in part of the jungle somewhere.
I guess.
It was in some
shit. My money would be on a T-Rex over a lion.
I think in dinosaur times, everything was jungle. And then it became not jungle, and that's what happened, Andy.
Maybe.
I think it's exactly what the fuck happened.
There's still a lot of jungle.
Congo. Yeah, our resources are going away pretty quickly.
Bring the T-Rexes back. It worked in that one movie. The one with the
I'll
wire.
I'll buy a 4570.
Do what?
I'll buy a 4570. It's the only gun that has the
rated
T-Rex.
Rated for T-Rex, yeah.
It's a 45.
That's what you go elephant.
Lever action. Yeah. What?
What's his face in Tremors had one.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Earl.
Earl. Yeah.
Not Earl.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's the guy that's
his name? Reba's husband.
He's
the,
that's him. Not me.
Reba's husband's name.
He's over there. God damn it.
Damn it. Now you would say that.
I know. We watch this shit. Harry. Earl.
No, it's Earl.
Just ask my wife
it's
when
not
we go
in. Because Roy and Earl.
Val is Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, but
it's
with
not
the old
Kevin
guy with
Bacon.
All the guns.
Fuck.
Yeah, Reba's husband. God
don't look. Just ask Kevin when we're going.
His name is Bert.
It is
Bert.
Yes,
Bert.
It's Bert.
Yeah. Bert had one.
Thank God.
Yeah, thanks, Bert.
He stole it from Ernie.
That was easy.
It's coming.
I'm pretty sure she took it in the divorce.
Yeah. I like how only...
the third one he's crying about it, ain't it?
Second one.
Is it the second one?
Yeah.
So do you think only Bert's gay, not Ernie? Or do you think only Ernie's gay, not Bert? I just assumed it was a package deal, but I guess it doesn't have to be.
No, sir. They said both of them were gay. They're in a relationship.
Yeah, they're definitely lovers.
Yeah.
Is that like canon now?
Yeah.
No, they came out and said they're straight.
No. Mm-hmm. You better check that again.
Let me check.
No, they did like last year.
I'm checking right now.
And then they've changed it because it came out that they were a couple.
Oh, nice.
Why are we that concerned about fucking Sesame Street?
Gay puppets?
It was part of our childhood that they fucked up.
We all knew anyways. What do you mean they
No, Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street are not gay.
Told you. Oh, thank God.
Sesame Workshop.
I can sleep tonight! Oh,
they are best friends and do not have a sexual orientation.
My daughter can watch the TV again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I bet she watches a shit ton of Sesame Street.
Yeah. She has no idea what PBS is.
No.
Well, it's on HBO anymore. PBS doesn't exist anymore.
With my new internet, I can stream whatever the fuck I want in my garage now. It's fucking awesome. I watched the entire new Beetlejuice movie while I was working on a car today.
Oh, man.
It's fucking awesome.
Oh, you've never seen that?
Yeah.
So,
I watched it not too long ago. It was pretty good.
It's good.
I searched gay Sesame Street characters. Yeah. It says, Sesame Street has not officially designated any character as gay. A former writer for the show, Mark Saltzman, stated that he always viewed Bert and Ernie as a gay couple, basing their relationship on his own experiences However, Sesame Workshop maintains that Bert and Ernie are not a gay couple and do not have any sexual orientation.
A snuffleupagus, though?
Gives a fuck?
He's a solo elephant. You leave him alone.
Yeah, but dude,
that gentle
giant.
That drunk could suck his own dick.
He don't need nobody. Leave him alone.
Yeah, it's not a game you suck your own dick.
He's a woolly mammoth anyway.
Yeah. That's too much fur.
That's your issue? All
right. I just pulled a random name out of my head. I didn't know if it would touch you in a circle.
Let's just say Big Bird.
Straight as a fucking arrow, dude.
Yeah.
Just his neck.
He could also... Man, there's a lot of muppets that can suck their own dicks, huh?
Yeah. It's weird. It's almost like Jim Hansen was a freak.
I bet he could suck his own dick.
They call me Jimmy Handjob in high school.
Could you imagine? Dude, I know...
for my muppet working.
I know it's not an idea, but like, name a better person...
Have you seen The Labyrinth?
No.
What?
No.
You've never watched The Labyrinth?
No.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You want to talk about dick. It's there.
I don't.
It's all there.
Could you think of a better person to get a handjob from, though?
A puppeteer?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking great.
Right? Yeah. Like, close your eyes? It'd be the best experience ever.
Make my shit scream, baby.
No, I don't want him to talk to me.
Like, oh, whatever. I want him to make me sound like Elmo.
I want my dick turned and looking at me. That's what I'm expecting.
I want to come so hard, I'm like, yay! Yay! Thanks, Jim Hansen.
I'm going to come so hard, I move to a trash can.
I'm a character now.
And I'm gay as fuck. I mean, I was until that guy gave me the best hand job. I thought I could jerk my own dick.
Oh my God.
I think at one point he made me jerk my own dick, but it was wonderful. I couldn't imagine being lonely enough to touch a vagina now.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that Bert and Ernie also dress like Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They have the same, like, fucking Gucci sweaters, you know?
So now they're rapists?
Probably.
Druggist.
Well, it's the...
They're RXs.
They are a Rex. Bert Rex. Ernie Rex.
It's true.
Yeah, we can just end the episode. We've gone so long after the fucking theme song at this point.
Yep.
Last week I went metal. What version are you thinking this week?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Week before that I went country.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we get this, jazz.
We don't have jazz.
I thought you did a jazzy one.
No.
It was R&B?
It was rap.
I thought it was kind of jazzy, maybe.
Oh, there's disco.
Let's do disco.
What about this episode screams disco to you?
No, I kind of agree with Ray that we need to have like a mariachi band style.
See? Saying. You play a show to the quinceañera.
Yeah.
Be a good time.
Why?
Everybody be laughing.
Okay.
Cowboy hats.
What about this episode screams quinceañera?
Rex.
Pharmaceuticals.
What?
A lot of them coming across.
Oh,
it's a problem.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with disco.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, or we had that.
That's
had
just
that
innocent
one.
Cocaine.
We didn't have Disco Inferno on this episode one time.
Fuck that, dude.
I love Disco
No,
Inferno.
You don't.
Yes, I
no,
do.
No, you fucking don't.
I love the idea.
What was his finish?
Wrestler.
I have no idea.
He stole the stunner. He had the balls to think he was as good as Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What do you call it?
The disco drop.
Nah, that was it.
Nice.
No, it was dumb. He didn't even hit the kick to the gut. He just grabbed their neck and fall on his ass.
So it's,
just
a cutter.
So it's the RKO.
No, he it's landed on his
cutter.
Ass.
It's still just a cutter. That?
No, it's fucking not. A cutter, you land on your back.
I feel like somebody else made it before Stone Cold did.
I feel like there's lots of ways to do a cutter.
This is awkward. Anal.
Oral.
Do you need to answer that, buddy?
Nah, I'll call it back in a second.
Oh, because we can really end this.
All right.
Please.
Anal and oral was a good joke.
For
to do a cutter?
Yeah, what's it?
To
what?
Do a cutter, anal or oral?
Oh,
it's a pun.
It was too smart for me. It's a pun.